Good morning. Our scripture comes from Luke chapter 15, and it's the story of the prodigal son. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him, and he ran to his son and threw his arms around him and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. And when he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. 'Your brother has come,' he replied, 'and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound.' The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, 'Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders, yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. And with this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him.' 'My son,' the father said, 'you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because the brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.'" This is a great passage because it tells us about our relationship with God in so many ways. I want to focus this morning on the extravagant love of God the Father. The word prodigal means wastefully extravagant. And in the story, we have three main players. We have the younger son, the older son, and God the Father. And each of us knows what it's like to be the younger son. And I believe we all each also know what it's like to be the older son. The younger son, when he was old enough, he had a legal right to ask for his inheritance early. And so he did, and he got a third of the estate. And he then took the inheritance and must have been in money form, but we're told that he went to a foreign land and he wasted it on prostitutes and riotous living and ended up just barely surviving, if even surviving, working for a foreigner who put him in charge of feeding the pigs. This being in the parable must have been horrifying to the Jewish people because pigs are unclean. They don't want to have anything to do with a pig. And yet this prodigal son had gotten so far gone that that's all he had in life. And then we're told he came to his senses. You ever had a moment where you came to your senses? And you're like, hey, wait a minute. What am I doing? And you change. And this young man, this younger brother, he knew his father would receive him back. And when he came back, his father was right there waiting for him and ran to him and hugged him and kissed him. And we're told he gave him the best robe. You know, spiritually, there's a clothing that we have when we are serving the Lord, when we are living our life for God. And it's a garment. It's a garment that is full of God's love. It's a garment that causes us to praise Him. It's a garment that brings us peace. And it makes us know that we are taken care of. There's something about being clothed in the presence of God, in our relationship with Christ, that makes us very intimate with the Lord, gives us that opportunity to have intimacy. And it's as if this garment of our faith that we are clothed in opens our eyes spiritually so that we see how God sees. We see with spiritual eyes. And so the father, first thing he does when this prodigal son, who'd wasted extravagantly all he had, was waste extravagantly his love. See, the father was prodigal. He was wastefully extravagant with his love. And he gave this son more than he would have ever deserved. The son said, I'd be lucky if I get treated as a servant, and I'll be content to do that. But no, the father welcomes him back as a son. And we're told that he puts a ring on his finger. Now, these rings, they had the family coat of arms on them, the seal of the family. And with a ring came authority. Because with that ring, everybody knew you belonged to that family and you had the authority that had been given to you. by the source of that family, the father of that family. So he was not only clothed with the best, but he was given authority. You know, you and I, we have an authority. There's something about love that brings authority. You know, Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." And so when you're light, you cause darkness to flee. Have you ever heard the analogy of the big strong oak and the flimsy reed, and a big storm comes along and the oak is blown over, but the reed is still standing? It's because the reed is flexible. Jesus taught servant leadership. Jesus said, if you want to be great in God's kingdom, learn to be the servant of all. The ring that God's put on our finger is a ring that gives us authority to serve in his name. Jesus said, you give a cup of cold water to the least of these in my name, it's the same as giving it to me. And so it's the opposite of how the world would see things, but it gives us a flexibility so that we are seeing what really matters in life. And we're no longer living for our egos. See, this young man, he was humbled. We know he was humbled by what he said to himself when he came to his senses. And in that humility, he was restored and given authority. But now let's talk for a minute about the elder son. The elder son was also a prodigal, but he was wastefully extravagant with his life by throwing it away, because he was living through his ego. And when the storms of life came up, over and over again, he was losing ground, losing relationships. The mighty oak that represented all the things that mattered in life, that was being blown over time after time after time. And the father comes out to the older son and tries to get him to come to the party. There's a scripture, Zephaniah 3, 17 and 18, that says how the Lord is singing over you with joy. You see, that passage, I think, tells us what's happening in the heavenlies when God is rejoicing over us. We're told, Jesus says, when one person repents, the angels in heaven are rejoicing. You know, there's a party. And if our eyes are open to the party that God is having over each human being that we run into, in his mighty love, and we're being invited into that party, God the Father is saying, join me in my celebration and my love for this person. And be extravagant and wasteful in love towards this person. See, Jesus, he was like the older brother. He never sinned. He never wandered away from God. He was always obedient. But the difference between Jesus as the older brother and this older brother is Jesus laid down his life for you and me. Jesus was not living for his ego, for his selfish gain. Jesus was living to be of service for you and I. He died on the cross so that our sins could be blotted out and forgiven, past, present, and future. And the agreement he had with God was that he would do that. He made that agreement in the Garden of Gethsemane. And when it was done, it was done. And Jesus said, "It is finished." What's finished? The forgiveness. Every person you meet is forgiven, past, present, future. And we're to love them into that awareness. But if we deal with people out of our egos, everybody loses. Ultimately, God will win. We know that because someday he will wipe away every tear. There'll be no more sorrow and no more suffering. Meanwhile, in this life, though, God has charged us with fighting the good fight. The Apostle Paul said, "I have fought the good fight." What is the good fight? It's for us to live by the Spirit and by God's love and not by our ego. I'm intrigued that this prodigal son was also given sandals. That means he would be going places. He would be going places clothed in the robe with the authority of the ring and with the mission of the Father. And that is our calling. What is God wanting to do in your life today? When you read this story, in what way are you a prodigal? Do you find yourself wanting to connect with God the Father? You know, Jesus, he taught that the name of the Lord was Father. In Hebrew, that's Abba. And Paul, when he writes the book of Romans, he leaves the Greek and he uses the word Abba, which means daddy or dad. He wants to make that point that God is an intimate father for each one of us. How shocking this would have been to the mindset of that day where you don't dare say God's name. But God is intimately involved in your life, and he wants to open my eyes and your eyes to that. I want to encourage you to get a journal. And this week, start writing down the fingerprints of God in your life. It might be in a relationship that you have, an encounter you have, a way that God provides for you. Start writing them down. And then at the end of the week, bring that journal to church and share with us the blessings that you experienced during the week. I'll do the same thing. God bless you. Enjoy the extravagant love of our Lord this week. Amen.